And a sore that comes to a head is called a
pimple.
Anything else?
Or could be a boil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, could be a boil.
What if it's got more than one head to it?
What's got more than one head?
Yeah.
Let me see now.
Maybe you'd get it on your neck, maybe?
Huh?
You might get it on your...
A boil.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, your chest could have more than one... Would have more than one boil on.
Uh-huh. But did you ever hear carbuncle or rising?
Yeah, carbuncle. Many times I had carbuncle under my arm. Under this and... Long times ago.
What's that?
Carbuncle. Uh-huh. That'll be a big knot upon your arm. Be about that big upon your arms, you know.
About as big as your thumb and forefinger?
That's right, just like that. Upon your arm. Stay there and you couldn't let your arm down. Thing would hurt you so bad when it bust. Then it'd be, don't know how long for it to get well and be running, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would come out of it?
Well, it'd be pus and kind of a greenish kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a pus, you know, altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about when you open a blister? What comes out of that?
A blister, water.
Uh-huh. And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
It's swollen. Right.
Yesterday, my hand.
It's sore and swollen.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, the bee stung me in my hand.
It's got fever in it.
Did what? When the bee stung me in my hand.
Got sore.
Uh-huh.
It got sore. When a bee sting your hand, gets sore right now, it swell up too.
Uh-huh.
With fever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, a bee stung me and then my hand did what?
Puffed up.
Or...
When the bee puff up?
Yeah, or another way of saying that, it, using the word swell, you'd say it.
Oh, my hand done swell.
Uh-huh.
So it swell and puffed up, that's mm-hmm. right. Hey, we were poor. I was in church one day.
Uh-huh.
One Sunday, just like today, sitting down, and the walls got right behind my back, middle way in my back.
Mm-hmm.
And he shouted to me. Girl, I looked around and twisted and looked around. I looked over at another lady. I says, what's in my back? She said, ain't nothing. And that thing would hate me about to kill me. Out of the end, one got her in church.
Did she scream?
Yeah, she stung him.
Right.
She just grabbed him and squeezed him. So before then, one got the priest right upside the neck. He reached up there and got him and twisted him over. Now that's the truth. That ain't no joke. That was here this year. But then you see it get warm in there. Put heat in there to get warm. Anywhere they can find a little crack in the ceiling, he'll come through.
Uh-huh.
Well, when he comes through, he'd be down in there and he'd be flying around with his light on. Then he'd get mad, you know, and he'd go to sting him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone got shot or stabbed. You'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
Look at the wound.
Uh-huh. Sometimes, you know, a wound won't heal back right.
Huh?
Sometimes, you know, a wound won't heal back right.
Would go back.
No, it won't heal.
Oh. It flame out.
Uh-huh. What do you call that?
Well, you call it flaming out. When it don't heal, it's flaming. That means when it's flaming, that's getting sore, still getting well. See?
Uh-huh.
Just staying one thing.
Uh-huh.
All flesh sometimes won't heal. It'll stay the same thing. Well, you say, well, it ain't getting no better. It seems flaming out.
Do you ever hear that called some kind of flesh?
The flesh? No.
Do you ever hear proud?
I've heard bad flesh. Sometimes your flesh are bad and don't, you know, but it could be like you say, that kind of, but I do know you said bad flesh.
Uh-huh.
Use the name around here.
What about proud flesh or plowed?
No.
What's bad flesh like?
Bad flesh is, just like your blood, maybe, may not be pumping right, or your flesh is bad. Well, now say you had a sore here. Well, that sore wouldn't get well right away because you got bad flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it would call plowed flesh in there. You know, plowed flesh would mean it's just sore. That means it's sore in there, but it's just plowed flesh. See, red meat in there, and it wouldn't be healing up. When meat healing, then it begin to eat you and get well, you see.
And say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid you could put on that stings would be
iodine.